We're all well aware of many, many vacant houses throughout the county, and we all are well aware of many people who are finding it hard and struggling to get accommodation. So really it's a case of matchmaking the two of them up, that the council would hold two lists, one list of potential buyers and another list of potential owners who would be interested in selling their vacant property. And I think for both the vacant property owner and the potential buyer, it's a win-win, because it's a service that's free to both, and it initiates the procedure where possibly they can buy the house and they can do it up and make a home out of it. And I think anything that we can do as a council to allow people to get into a house, make it their home, and also where we can allow people who have properties they may not be able to afford, they may not have the interest in doing up that property, and rather it lying derelict for years and years and years, that we can match the two groups up and possibly get every one house, I believe we get, that is vacant or derelict, that we get that back into ownership of somebody. I believe that is a win-win.
Because just about for you, it sounds like just a bit of joined up thinking, that you're aware of these two separate groups who are almost walking towards the same goal, and you're trying just to streamline the whole process, because as you well know, as you hear constantly, it can be quite bloated for people and very hard to navigate in terms of trying to get a new home, and even for people trying to figure out what to do with their vacant home. And you feel like there is an avenue here to be explored to effectively solve two problems in one go, and to keep tackling that ever so important but equally growing housing crisis.
Yes, that's correct. While I'm well aware that the local authority has established or started to establish a vacant home register, I think we need to move quicker on that, on seeing where or how we can accommodate or help people, because a lot of people that maybe are stuck in they're maybe stuck at home, they want to do up an old house, they see potential, they may have DIY skills themselves, and they can see the potential of making something that is lying idle, bring that back into a home. They're maybe not aware that you have to go through solicitors and find out deeds and who's registered owners and all that, and they may be afraid of doing all that, and then going to maybe solicitors or that, there may be an expense involved in that, whereas the council may be able to be the conduit between the person that's selling the house and the person that wants to buy it.